This is Malloy all around Australia on Triple M, streaming live on the Listener app as well. Mickey, there's a lot of going on in the world of politics.
There's a bit to digest.
PM overseas, guest of the G7, yep. More vaccines are needed on the ground, yep. And families reunited as well. We're joined by the leader of the federal opposition
right now. He'll have all the answers.
Anthony Albanese, he joins us right now on Malloy.
How are you, mate?
Good afternoon. I'm doing pretty well.
Before we get to the heavy stuff, a couple of things. It was World Record Store Day last Friday,
yeah.
And I know you were tweeting about this or mentioning this. Mm. As a former DJ, can I ask, did you go and buy anything from the record store?
I did, mate. I went to RPM Records in Marrickville.
In Marrickville.
And I bought a live double album of Bowie.
Oh,
that has all the great songs on it, as well as a cover of The Stones' It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It,
nice.
Which is particularly good, right,
yep.
At the end. And I got a picture disc of The Cure, Faith, which
wow.
Is, I think, their third album.
Oh, yeah. Well done. You know your stuff.
We love The Cure here.
I saw The Cure live, I have to say, one of my favourite bands. What was the first album you ever bought, Albo?
First album I ever bought was Honky Chateau by Elton John. I'm showing my age.
That's a good record. That's still holds up.
Great record.
Yeah. And what was the first live concert you ever saw?
I saw AC/DC at the first ever, I think it was, Sydney Festival that used to take place in January, and it was down at Paddy's Markets, and the girls next door, I was about 10 or 11,
yeah.
It was like a free concert. And I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it was just blew me away. The young boys went to, of course, to Ashfield Boys High School that's in my electorate a little while.
Yep.
It was a great gig. Mm. And then I used to go to, there were quite a few free concerts when I was a kid, bands like Old 55 and Sherbet and bands like that. Hush.
Oh, yeah. I saw Hush do Boney Maroney at a shopping centre in Port Macquarie I was on holidays.
You've made it.
I went, I dared a dream. Hey, you mentioned Marrickville. Did you know that there's a shopping centre, the Marrickville Metro,
that
has a toilet that features a mural of a young Anthony Albanese in the cubicle?
Oh,
like, there you are, staring down like the eyes of God, watching people on the toot.
Inspiration. Marrickville Metro had only opened their big new centre, I think, on the weekend.
Right.
But a number of people have sent it to me, and I think it is very, very strange indeed. They didn't ask me for it, funnily enough, but it's quite an artistic version of an old photo of me from 1985. It's aged because I've got an International Youth Year T-shirt on. It was the day I became president of Young Labor. So full with long hair and an earring.
Well, that could win an Archibald, that one, I think. And as you know, if you ever become Prime Minister, they hang a picture of you in Parliament House. Mm-hmm. I suggest that one there is up there. Have you or ever have you been a member of the Australian Club?
Certainly not, and wouldn't want to be.
Not your speed. What do you think about all the goings on today?
Oh, look, seriously, in any mob of old blokes who say that they want to just hang out with each other and exclude women in 2021, seriously, it's a shocker. I thought we'd moved on from there.
Well, I would have thought the Liberal Party has the men's club covered, but, you know, if they want to go into another one.
Well, it's pretty much the same membership, I think, from the look of things, I've got to say, from John Howard and others walking out of the meeting proudly saying we stopped those Sheilas joining. It's unbelievable.
If you get the top job, and I need a serious response to this, during the Queen's birthday honours list, any room for Mickey? Can you guarantee you'd slip me onto that list?
I've got to say, given that Peter Credley got an award for this, you're a chance.
I'm a
next year.
That's all I need.
You're a chance. The best I can do, because there's a bit of independence in the process, although it does appear there's a little bit of political engagement. I think it would be very popular.
Well, you never know.
It's a pity we didn't have knighthood. Sir Mick Malloy has a bit of a ring about it, doesn't it?
And I would arrive on a horse in armour and let you knight me personally.
Hey, Albo, stick around. We've got more to chat with you in just a moment. He is the leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese. More after this. It's Malloy, Triple M.